And this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. National and statewide midterm election races are getting all the press, but Nashville residents will see a handful of referenda on the November ballot as well. Among them, several proposals to change the Metro Charter. Councilwoman Angie Henderson proposed one of five Metro Charter changes that will appear on the ballot. Henderson is asking Nashville voters to approve making the charter itself gender neutral.
All the references were to councilman, 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 he. And so what this does, and I think it's high time, is just makes this gender neutral such that all he references become he or she. Policeman becomes police officer.
Henderson says she sees it as important that residents, especially children, see themselves reflected in the city's foundational documents. Councilman Dave Rosenberg also has proposed charter changes on the November ballot. Rosenberg wants to add a plan of succession for the city's vice mayor, something the charter doesn't currently stipulate.
Well, under this amendment, the council would be able to elect somebody from within the county to be a placeholder until a special election is held.
Rosenberg says his charter change stipulates that the temporary vice mayor would not be allowed to run for the office during the special election that follows. Rosenberg proposed the change after Mayor Megan Berry was forced from office and Vice Mayor David Briley moved up to fill the post. That left the vice mayor's office empty for several months. From the College of Media and Entertainment at MTSU, WMOT News.